Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney Brains. Here, this is the spot where the conversations are pointed, the guests are sharp, and the responses are never dull. Did you bring your thinking caps? Because it's time to put them on. Because the conversation starts now. A few people in the entertainment industry that's been canceled. Girl, and this is just devastating. So we were talking about, hi, Brains. Welcome to On the Edge with April Mahoney, okay? And I have Nicole Hasabala.
No S.
Hasabalas. Yeah. I don't know why I can't say it. Hasabala.
Yes.
I get a quarter if I get it right at the end of the show. So Brains, anyway, seriously. Nicole is here with us, and she was telling me when we first got together, talking about doing this interview, she was all ramped up about being a coach. And she just told me in the green room, she don't want to be a coach no more. What happens when you don't want to coach anymore? Because coaching is the real deal.
You know, I think there's a part of us that coaches without calling it coaching. But I feel as though, and I wasn't seeing it for a long time, that it wasn't resonating with me anymore, because I believe that that field is oversaturated.
It is.
And everybody wants to call themselves a coach, when in fact, I think the lesson I learned from that inherently was learning to rely on myself and my inner knowing and what resonates with me and my life experience and my knowledge.
Right.
And I was putting that.
But what you do is you have to make sure whatever you do is transferable skills. Whether you call yourself a coach, you call yourself an entrepreneur. I say it all the time. I call them big $25 words. People get off on that. They feel prestige. They feel importance, but they don't understand there's a responsibility. It's like queens. You know, black women is quick to call, or women of color are quick to call each other queens. And a lot of other people don't understand that. You have to rise to that. You have to mature to that. So it's the same thing, you know, empowering people. When you're someone's coach, you know, you're not to change them. You're to bring out the best in what they already have. You're to enhance that. You know, it's like a piece of filet mignon. You know, you marinate it a little bit.
Okay? Yeah.
It's absolutely good, or a good piece of lamb. Okay, but beyond that, a lot of times I've seen that coaches are disgruntled employees, or brokenhearted, or victims. And they feel that they have this one particular life experience that they can share and help others through that. Well, you know, you got to have more than one or two day jobs to work with me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of responsibility. You have people's lives in the palm of your hands. A parenting coach, a divorce coach, a job coach, a spiritual coach, a financial coach. Hell, I should play in the NFL with all these coaches.
Well, you know what? Coaching is another way of almost being like a therapist without having to go through, not necessarily, because therapists.
I'm stopping you because you hit the nail on the head. People have these long-term coaching contracts with people. 3 months, 6 months, it turns into a therapy session. You get emotionally attached. You want accountability. You want structure. I want damn near a notebook, a playbook. I want to be able to refer back to something that you told me or shared with me 6 months from now and it still be relevant. I want to outgrow you.
Yes.
Okay. When you look at any major sporting team, what do? When you don't perform, out you go. Mm-hmm. Coaches are there to keep you motivated and keep you pumped.
Right.
But you can't pour from an empty coffer. If you're not feeling it, don't
do
it,
Brian. Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. And a lot of times from my experience, I'm going to say my experience because I can't speak for anybody else. I felt like coaching was actually draining my cup, not filling my cup. And I couldn't do that because I was getting to a place in my life where it wasn't about other people initially. You know, maybe my life experiences in some other platform, some other form, I would be able to share, but coaching just wasn't the right thing for me. And it was very liberating, but also put me in this place of uncertainty because I had held on to that for so long. And then I didn't know how to identify myself anymore. So I had to sit in silence and be okay with that without aiming for something.
But see, it gets heavy. It gets heavy, Nicole, because you're taking on other people. We just discussed you being an empath. You're taking on other people's energy. Girl, and some people would just suck the air right out the room.
Without even talking to me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait,
yes.
And then people don't know how to decompress like you and I. If you take on this, I know how to shake it off. Okay. How to cleanse yourself, how to not take on too much, how to be the buffer in between that energy. It's a lot of work. It's a
but
lot
that's
of work.
Also
and, you know, wait,
boundaries.
This is the coup de grace when they can't pay you. Oh, something's come up and we're 6 months into it and you can't make a payment and now, you know, or when the coach doesn't perform. Like I said, I want a checklist. I want an intake. I want two or three action items. I want accountability. I want some homework. I want some, you know, I need to see it oozing out of your pores if you're going to get my little $3,000. Okay.
Right. Yes, absolutely. I agree with you. And to some extent, even though I was pushing towards that and trying to establish a business for myself, something kept on blocking me. And I just kept pushing harder. But it got to a point where if I really wanted it, I would have taken the steps for myself and for my business so that I can serve clients better. But I wasn't there. So I was doing a disservice to myself and to other people.
Right. And so I'm so glad that you recognize that. Okay, so let's fast forward. No, let's back up a little bit more. Where did you come from? What planet are you from?
I don't know if I'm from this planet.
No, I'm from Pluto. I know I'm from Pluto, way out there.
I may have some Jupiter in me, perhaps.
Ooh, Jupiter? Oh, that'd be pretty
yes.
cool. Yeah, Jupiter.
Very expansive. I'm always growing, expanding, trying to understand things from different perspectives. So, yes.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about, you know, your career. What do you want to do now? Where'd you start?
So I'd say for half my life I was floating around careers because I was always looking for something to fulfill. And you know, maybe 4 or 5 years ago I landed on coaching because after I had left an abusive and toxic relationship, I needed to figure my life out because I realized I never figured my life out.
Okay, wait. Let me stop right there.
Okay.
So you start coaching after a breakup.
Not necessarily. Well, okay. So high level timeline after the breakup, I wanted to do things differently. I started going to a therapist.
Okay.
The therapist led me towards coaching. I got my coaching certificate. Thought that that was my life's purpose was to do coaching. So in some way or another, I was always trying to pursue it, but it never came to.
So the therapist planted the seed. Actually, you wasn't even thinking about that. You was trying to get well. I don't know. And let me ask you a question.
Yes.
All therapists, you know, if you're going to get sensitive, turn off now, because I'm going to ask you some questions. Not deeply about that, but is it worth it, the talk therapy? I don't know if it's talk. I don't know if it's medication. I don't know. You know, a friend of mine was seeing a guru. I really don't understand the whole process. I checked in one or two times. You know, I had a couple therapy sessions, but not like a long term, or did you really find value in that firstly?
I did find value in it, and I was very purposeful about the kind of therapist I was looking for. I knew, that I wanted a male therapist because even though therapists, psychologists, anyone in that realm is supposed to be unbiased, you can't help it. You're a human. There's going to be some bias that comes through. And I had felt that up until that point in my life, I didn't fully understand male perspective on just life and especially relationships. So I purposely sought out a male therapist. I did not take any medications, but it was helpful for me just because of where I was in my life, because that relationship wasn't fully responsible, but it was that last push of saying, you don't know who you are, Nicole. You don't know what you want. And you are allowing this man to manipulate you and
Well,
push you
yeah,
down.
because he was probably fine. He put the Svengali on you. And you get all.
He kind of was.
I know he was. It don't look like you would take no sloppy seconds, but you know what? Okay. I've been married 37 years, and I tell all you young women, I keep about that much in reserve for me. Because folks change their mind.
Yeah,
We're
it's
looking for
true.
outside validation. That's the first mistake. Nobody's gonna love you.
Absolutely.
Nobody's gonna love you and hug you and kiss you like you gonna do on you.
You know, that took me a long time to figure out. And I thought I had figured that out a few years ago. And it wasn't until recent that I was like, oh my God, Nicole, you've been lying to yourself. You haven't seen that you were still holding on to something. You were still holding on to a career or a memory of somebody that gave you validation for who you are. And then I finally just came to that point where I let that go. And it was, hey, how do you make yourself happy? And that's where that self-love and self-care come in. According to you as an individual, not what everyone else says self-care is, you know?
Well, again, it's life is a smorgasbord, baby, and everything's not going to be on everybody's plate.
Yes.
Variety. You got options, you got choices. Well, let me tell you something. The things that don't kill you only make you stronger.
Absolutely. I
You know?
absolutely agree with
So
that.
you should be walking, like a superwoman with a shield and armor.
I can't even tell you the level of resilience within me because
Okay.
of all
All
the
right.
things that I've gone through. So,
Okay, so
yeah.
remember that the next time you run up on the next Bengali, because there's going to be another one, okay? I'm telling you, you're going to catch another
Hey,
one.
I know the red flags.
You know the red flags, and it's
Yeah.
okay if you know the hands that you're dealing with, okay? Don't cheat yourself. You know, bad boys are good, but if they mistreat you or disrespect you or put their hands on you, don't pay for dinner, don't open the door.
It's those
Those are.
little things.
And
Those are
how,
like
wait a
those
minute,
initial red flags.
but girl, check out how he talks about his mother. That's what
That
he
was
is
my
doing.
mistake. It was right there in my face. It was
His
right there
mother,
in my
if he
face and
calls
his
women,
sister.
if he
Yes, it was
calls women
terrible.
bitches, if he doesn't like his sister-in-law, there's an underlying something there. And if he don't treat his mama good, he got some mommy issues. So, that's a clear indicator. Your red flags, you say,
I learned it the hard way. But I think learning it the hard way is actually better for me because then I can help other people
All right, so
too.
what makes you think you can help people because you've been hurt? I'm just asking. You
You
can't
know, I've
feel
asked.
their hurt. You can't, okay, and this I say this with love. You can't shield them from the hurt. You can't protect them. You can't feel the hurt. Okay?
It's how do you navigate the hurt?
Right, but every situation is different. I ran into my mentor. We were talking. I had a situation, and the situation has reoccurred. And she said, "You have an opportunity to reframe it, because it's the same situation, maybe, but it's a new situation." So you have the tools now to reframe that. So is that what you're giving people, an opportunity to look at it through a different paradigm?
I do like to share that perspective with them because I experienced that, and I experienced that for a big chunk of my life. It's not just a year of my life, because I saw these, in retrospect, I saw these recurring patterns, and those patterns kept on getting worse because I wasn't resolving them. I wasn't healing them. I wasn't understanding the root cause of things. So I was able to see things from like an eagle eye perspective, and being able to witness myself or observe myself without getting
Oh, you
lost
had
in
an
my
out of
own
body
story.
experience.
I think I keep having them. I'm able, I feel as though I'm able
Getting
to,
downloads. Yeah.
yeah, absolutely,
So,
like
okay, so the day that you
constantly.
broke free, okay, like the day that you broke out of jail and you just ripped your shirt open and just
There's
beat
so many
your
days
chest,
like that. I kept
okay?
on breaking through. It's never just one breakthrough. It's never like, oh, okay, I broke through and then it's done and let me live life. Because the universe is just like, not yet, Nicole. Like, don't think that this is over because this is a life's journey.
Do you ask yourself, how can it get any better than this, and what else is possible?
I trust in divine faith or divine
Well,
timing, sorry.
okay, but you still have to have some navigation, Mama. You can't just say, you got to turn on your
No,
GPS.
this is absolutely true. You have to have some sort of intention, some sort
Some
of
sort of.
direction.
No, not some sort of. You need to be specific. Not Pacific brains, that's an ocean. You need to be specific. I'm telling you. I'm a manifester, baby. I could tell you some. I'm gonna tell you some stuff offline that will straighten your hair. That curly hair gonna be straight. Because again, it's not whimsical. When you have these gifts, you need to master them. If not for anybody else, but a select few. Okay? Because, my Jesus took over the masses, and he was one. So you have to keep evolving. You have to keep sharing. You have to open yourself up, but you need to be specific about what you want. Take it in bite-sized pieces and ask yourself, how can it get any better than this? You have to ask the subconscious mind, and it will pull it forward. And what else is possible? What else can I be doing with all this stuff? What are you doing with this? Have you written a book? Are you sitting here just still trying to process it? What are you doing right now?
I'm starting to write a book.
Really?
I am. And it's been half a lifetime's journey to write this book because I remember being a child and saying, I'm supposed to do something great with this life. I'm meant to write a book. But that book wasn't coming to fruition because my journey for this particular book wasn't complete yet. I didn't learn all my lessons yet. I had to learn, I had to integrate, I had to transmute everything so that I would be able to share that with the writing.
Okay, so as you're transmuting and navigating through all of this, what is your writing process? What do you do? How do you zone into writing?
Well, I'll be honest. I hired a writing coach
Okay, there's no
because
shame in that.
I had, when you have 20 years of life to write about, and then you're trying to figure it all out and put it together and just put it into a form that is digestible, I couldn't figure that out. So that coach helped me
Absolutely fine.
to break things down.
See, now that's a coach. That's somebody that that's worth the investment, okay? The editor and the coach.
Absolutely worth the investment. So
Okay.
now
So
it's
it, let
just
me, I'm sorry,
me.
let me, I'm sorry. Can I ask a question? Is this a
Of course.
autobiography? Is this a memoir? Is this fiction? I could see you writing a mean action fiction story, a
Well, thank you.
superhero.
But no, not fiction. I think it's, I don't, to be honest, I don't know if it's going to come through as an autobiography or memoir, because with, I'm tapping into those life experiences, but also trying to pull out the lesson within those experiences so that it could be something for people to take away. And it's geared more towards women.
Okay. All right. Well, good. Well, I tell you, this has really been interesting because we've delved deep on many subjects, and I like the fact that you are kind of in a state of flux. When you come back and visit me again,
Absolutely.
there'll be a different there'll be a different perspective. But you know, I really like that, and I'll tell you why, Brains, is because it's real, it's here on the edge, and that's what we do. Because seriously, we don't all have it figured out. And we alive, we say we do. Everybody's twisted up and confused. And at least Nicole has said, you know what? Let me pump the brakes here. I don't feel that I'm in a position right now to help others while I'm still helping myself. And so that's huge. I give you credit for that. If more people would do that, that'd be fine. But don't get turned up on these words, entrepreneur, coach, all that. You are a caregiver. Still be a mentor. What happened to mentors? You know, I can say this. I can say this and not snarkily. I've never paid for a coach, but I've had some of the most amazing mentors. I couldn't have paid them for the experience and the value and the knowledge and the wisdom and the upgrades that they poured into my life.
Sometimes mentors don't want to be mentors because they're not going to get paid for it.
Then
So
they're
it's
not a mentor.
exactly.
They're a
You
business
can't,
person, and that's okay,
right.
but don't get it confused. And I'm not your therapist, Brains. Okay, when you let me tell you about my coaching program. Okay, I'm Cold Peace. I only take 5 people a year, and I only coach for 5 hours. Oh, yes, and it's a hard five, baby. It's a hard five. And it's great. I've got testimonials. People's business have went up 300%.
That's amazing.
Because I'm looking at it with an eagle eye view. Again, I'm not trying to change you. I'm trying to enhance you. You know, just make you a little bit sharper version of what you are. Not better, not different, but let you be who you are. And I'm so glad that you're here. Please tell my brains how to get in contact with you. Are you building a following? What are you doing?
I have some sort of following, but like you mentioned, I'm kind of in that holding stage, so I'm not trying to attract on purpose yet, but
Oh, honey, I told you, honey, now you're gonna be having to swoop out the
you can find me on Facebook under Nicole Hasaballa, and it's Hasaballa. It's like the alphabet, you know? It's always like a little song. I'm also on Instagram under Nikki Haas 14. It's Nicky Haass, the number 14.
All right. Reach out to her with some valuable questions, some insight, you
Absolutely.
know, because she's
Happy to
cool
share.
people. She's cool people. So, Brains, I need you to go. And you know what? I really need you to do this now. I'm serious. I need you to like, love, and share. All jokes aside, I really need to build up these numbers on YouTube. There's going to be some changes going on in social media that you guys will be seeing soon. So, really, like, love, and subscribe, especially if you've been on the show. I'm expecting that of you, okay? Because I love you, and we spent some time together. We took deep breaths together, and we went deep. So, thank you so much. Brains, go right here. Like, love, share on YouTube. Where else am I at? Instagram. I got a whole list. I'm like 20 different places. Just Google my name. Call me and I'll be there. Thank you so much, Nicole, for being with me
Thank you
again.
so much, April.
All right. Peace and blessings.